coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CIOU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Signal Resources Limited, Thunder Bay's locally owned and operated audio-visual professionals. Contact them about your next multimedia event or installation at 807-475-9341 or at signalresources.com. The Thunder Bay Community Auditorium. Find them at tbca.com to purchase tickets and find out all of the details on their upcoming events. Vox Popular Media Arts Festival, located inside Trinity Hall at 310 Park Avenue. Join the fun every September for the annual Media Arts Fest, entering its 16th year in 2020.
Thank you. demonstration led to national support when the leaders were in state. The homecoming felt like a send-off. The rivals were making their games. This year is early. Evaded this love before. This year is later. Evaded this law again. Approaching the stadium for what a melee it took to separate the ends of the tax ring that caused my shoes. I'm filled with numbers and degrees, but the notation skipped. Lost in the land alone. Ex-influence is still stock ship in the harbor, looking stern when you should have looked farther. And you can't see where the roads end. And they don't understand what they mean, what it means to be free. The flexible
This is CILU 102.7 FM, luradio.ca. I'm Ari. This is another basement edition of Past Tense. Last song that played there was from The Raymond Break, a song called Easter. Before that, What a Melee by North of America. And the very first song that played for this hour was Sunken Head by 3Ds off their album Hell's a Poppin'. It's like he had a review of the album and person mentioned some kind of Broadway musical, but maybe there's some sort of association to the whole Hell's a Poppin' thing that I don't know about. But I'll look into that, maybe figure something out and have something to say later on. Anyway, that song, the Sunken Head song by 3Ds, I was only very recently introduced by chance to that band. A friend of mine had posted, put out a link to a song from them, I think, and got me to listen to the album that Sunken Head is off of, and the second song on it heavily reminded me of the local band Starless, some friends of mine that play in that. So I think that really is what informed my choice in music for tonight. I feel like there's always some kind of dam that breaks when it comes to the sort of music that I want to play in a show for a night. It's like I'll come up with one or two songs, and then it just starts snowballing from there. Once I've built up the momentum, I can sort of figure out and pick out of my library of music or start looking around, because by the time I have a few songs in, I'll have a good idea of how I can sort of mesh them all together in a way. And I think I'm getting better at it. I know the first time I put a show on air, it was not a painful experience, but it was certainly a learning experience because I spent a very long time agonizing over which songs I would play. I guess also because it was my first show, I really put heavy emphasis on playing stuff that was, I guess, my favorite or stuff that I listened to all the time. Now that's just not always an option when you get so many shows in. And also the radio is an opportunity for me to learn about new music. Well, new in the sense that it's new to me. That Hell's a Poppin' album is actually a 1992 album. And Raymond Break was an EP they released, I can't remember the year, and These Songs Are Cursed was the album from North of America that What a Melee was off of. These are all pretty old albums, but it feels odd for me, because these are tend to be pretty influential pieces of music, or in a way, characteristic of their time, and the fact that I and other people don't hear them, especially for so long, it just makes me feel like there's a lot to be learned. Maybe that's why I don't focus so much on brand new music, just because I feel like there's a whole backlog of kind of hidden classics that I can pick through. Maybe that's some kind of a fallacy. Maybe I should focus a bit more on recent stuff. It was definitely an eye-opener for me when I had my friend Ryan on the show a few weeks back, and he managed to just seemingly pull out of the thin air not only a bunch of very new music, but also very genre-specific and Canadian, so I was really impressed by that. Now, he's a musician, and he plays that kind of music, so he's toured, and that probably has a big part to do with his exposure to that scene and his knowledge of it, versus me, just the guy who likes browsing forums in his basement and recording shows, as it is now. Anyway, I think it's interesting to look at it that way, just exposure to music and how much stuff is out there. And maybe I'm always just a little bit caught in the past. And I guess that's just what sort of defines my show. But anyway, the songs that I played, they were, I think the Hell's a Poppin' one was the new one that I hadn't heard before. I was really into The Raymond Break a while ago, but I guess it was only one album that they released, the only album they released. And recently I decided I'd take a look at the EP that they had released. I'd heard not great things about it, so I didn't know what to expect. I knew it was a bit of a departure from the sound they had on their album. But I was actually pretty surprised, pleasantly surprised by it, so I was happy to have listened to that, and I pulled a song off of it. And there was another one that was in tough contention with that one that I almost played. And then that North of America song, I think North of America was one of the first bands that I'd learned about for the sake of my show. I was looking for music from Canadian artists, specifically along the lines of like math rock and noise rock, and I came across that band. And I think I'm glad that I revisited them again for this show. It was, I don't know, it definitely, it feels like a pivotal piece of music for me, or yeah, pivotal release, just because it kind of defines a point in my life, like when I started the radio show. So anyway, I thought that was kind of interesting. And there's more North America material that I want to pick through, and I know that the members of that band also released content presently, or at least one of them. So still making music, still supporting the scene. Talked about that on the show before. Anyway, I'm going to carry on. I've got, actually, not quite Speak of the Devil, but all three of the next songs are really quite recent. I think what's the oldest one here? I know it's this song by Plainclothes, which is coming up next. This one is from 2015, that's what I thought. Midwest kind of math rock album, a song called Irrelevant Skeletons, and that'll be carrying into some Doreen and some Starless. That's coming up now. We'll be right back.
to get away from me.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca if you're listening online. I'm Ari, this show is Past Tense. Last song that just played there was Understand the Sun by Starless off of their Light EP that they released in 2017. Starless is a local band, pretty popular here I'd say. Though, due to circumstances, they haven't played a show in a while, been since about Christmas time. And that was their first in months. But anyway, before that, song by Doreen, Edmonton band, song called Marinetti off of their Ruthless Severance album that they released in the fall or late summer. And then the song that was before that was off of, I guess, one of my favorite kind of spring summertime albums, a song called Irrelevant Skeletons by the band Plainclothes off of Dog Logic, their album that I just alluded to there. Not quite yet the season for hot weather outside and driving around with the windows down. Maybe not even driving around at all, given current circumstances. But I think that song, as well as the Starless song, are kind of suitable for our sort of early spring that we've got going on here. The weather's nice, and I think it is appropriate to play that sort of lighthearted, summery feeling sort of stuff. Anyway, there's going to be more stuff coming up next, some Tree People, as well as some Polvo, coming up the next half hour.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Campus Tech, located in the tunnels across from LUSU at Lakehead University. They are the only Apple-authorized service provider in northwestern Ontario. They also offer educational pricing on dozens of items, as well as a wide selection of computer and gaming accessories. Stop in and chat, or check out stock and order online at campustech.ca. Magnus Theatre, bringing a revolutionary season of live theatre to northwestern Ontario. Get your 2019-2020 tickets by visiting magnustheatre.com. The Argus, Lakehead University's student newspaper. Available on Wednesdays during the school year, around campus, around the city, or online at theargus.ca.
I'm getting used to it, but
This is CILU 102.7 FM, luradio.ca. I'm Ari. The show is past tense, now into the second half hour. And the previous song there, the one that just played, was 5 Years of Work, and we built that song by the Newfound Interest in Connecticut. Favorite band of mine, very small discography, only ever released one album. I always mention that when I play them, which is often. Before that, a band called Polvo, their song Tilebreaker off of, what album was that? I think that was their second album. Let me see, I gotta get the name here. I'm always terrible trying to remember what the names of albums are. I can remember the cover. It's yellow, it's got these tigers on it. Today's Active Lifestyles, look at that, released 1993. Math, noise, indie sort of thing going on there. Anyway, there was another song that played before that this half hour. It's a song called It's Alright Now, Ma. I thought I'd played it on the air before, but I had not. It's a Tree People song, and Tree People is a very familiar band to me when I first listened to them, just for the fact that at least he does the vocals, is the guy also behind or a part of Built to Spill, and I listened to Built to Spill extensively way back being, I guess, late high school is when I first got into them, and they're still part of my regular regimen of music every now and then, so that's not an oxymoron. Anyway, there's going to be another song coming up here, another one of my favorite bands, and I actually listened to their entire discography earlier this morning. This is a band called The Brave Little Abacus. They've got a really, really solid discography. It's not super long, they're not one of those prolific bands that just release tons of stuff, but it's really tight, it's really strong, really emotional, good stuff that I like to listen to. And I listened to all of it earlier this morning. Been pulling an all-nighter, trying to work on a project, just wrapping up the semester here, so hopefully things pan out. Hopefully this project goes all right, still got to finish it up, and maybe I'll blast through that Brave Little Abacus discography again. But anyway, the song that's going to be playing from them is called It's a Lot, It's Seamless, and that's coming up right now. Thank you. This is CILU 102.7 FM, luradio.ca. I'm Ari. This show is past tense. Just went through the last three songs of the hour there. Last one there was from Thinking Feller's Union Local 282, Cup of Dreams. Before that, the song In Harmony, Newfound Freedom by Swirlies. And before that, The Brave Little Abacus, their song It's a Lot, It's Seamless. It's a Lot, It's Seamless. Last song off of their Masked Dancers album, and I guess I kind of lament not playing it as the very last song for the night, but I think that Thinking Feller's song played it out pretty well there. I said it before, really big fan of the Brave Little Abacus, and I gotta say, they're a really fantastically unique band, and always really happy to play them on air. And yeah, I guess maybe I'm just sitting in the halo of being up for 30-something hours now, and haven't listened to their discography earlier. But anyway, the hour's coming to a close, and hopefully next week, when I'm back on, or when I've recorded again, I'll have had a little bit more sleep. But anyway, have a good week. Thanks.
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you've traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.